Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay
press
down
one,
your regrets, cause
okay.
All we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, dawn of a new day. New hope, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, Dr. Doris. I am so glad to be with you guys tonight, and I can see from the way you're packing the house tonight that you are excited about my guest that I have tonight. Yes, my very own personal trainer from the Michigan Boot Camp. I mean, the baddest trainer it is. I'm not going to say in the United States. I'm saying the world, okay? This man gets the butter from the duck. Now, y'all old schoolers, y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, some of you young ones, you should know when you get butter from a duck, you know what's going on, okay? But, yeah, Carlos is with us tonight, and I am just so excited. Listen, for those of you that don't know me, I am a naturopathic doctor. I am not a medical doctor, a MD. I am an ND, a naturopathic or naturopathic doctor. What do you mean by that, Dr. D? That means that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. I am also a certified raw and living food chef instructor. I hold certifications in herbology. I'm a master herbalist. I also hold certifications in nutrition, and I am also a dry blood cell analysis. So I'm saying all that to say this. Your good business is my, your good health is my business, okay? Your good health is my business. So that's why I'm here. That's why we're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 sharing accurate and thorough information. Because we have got to know that we've got to take control of our health. You know, I was watching a movie tonight that was talking about drinking a lot of milk to get calcium to build strong bones. Well, you know, those of us in the health, in the natural naturopathic realm, we know that that's a hype. We know that the way to build strong bones is to use strength resistance exercise. To exercise, to work out. That's why I'm up 3 days a week at boot camp so that I can work this body. And listen, y'all, let me tell you something. I am seeing such miraculous things. I told Carlos the other morning, I was sharing it with one of the young ladies in the class that I looked in the mirror and I got a side view and I started crying. I did because my body is, I'm toning, you know, it's beginning to tone. Listen, Dr. Doris is 60 years old, and I feel great, and I think I look great. I mean, I'm not saying that in a vain way, but I work at it. I work at feeling good. I work at maintaining, regaining, and improving my overall health. So that's what I want to say. But y'all, listen, get your pencils and papers so you can take down some information, because after this show, you're going to be running to the Michigan boot camp. So you know what? Without further ado, I just want to, wow, I am just so pleased at the number of you that have tuned in tonight, and you are truly in for a treat. So without any further ado, I just want to bring my guest forward. Good evening, Carlos. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Wow, that was, what can I say to that introduction?
Hey, well, I mean, it's just the truth, Carlos. You know, I just so enjoy my workout. That's why I'm there so early. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm there sitting in the parking lot waiting for you because I'm like, hey, I'm ready to go. So without any further ado, tell my guests, tell the listening audience, you know, who you are, what you do, you know, take it.
Right, I got you. Well, I've been doing this for 20 years now. Actually, what actually got me started was that, just like you said, you're 60 years old. I believe when I was in like fifth grade, my grandfather was bedridden. And I told you this story before, but my grandfather was bedridden. And I would come in, you know, even right now, I feel like I want to cry right now, but every time I came into the house, I would run to the end of the hallway, and I would see him. And he'd just have tubes all in him. It didn't look good. It didn't look pretty. And I would do this every day, just walk to the very end. I'll look in there, and he'll look at me, and I'll just move my head back so, you know, he wouldn't see I was there. But one day I came in, and, you know, he wasn't there. And my grandfather wasn't that old. He was young. You know, he was in his 60s, too. And to me, that's considered young. And when I seen this, it just broke my heart. I was in fifth grade, but I understood what death was and the process. And I said to myself that I would do anything I possibly could to, you know, prevent this. And then it just, you know, after so many years, I wanted to help others. So this is actually what got me started. I've been actually a trainer, you know, for 20 years now, since 1990. And from there, I, you know, went through the certifications. I'm an underground strength conditioning coach. I'm a nutritionist. I'm an herbalist. I've been doing the same thing with you. In fact, me and you had met up at a convention one of the classes and the courses, and that's how actually me and you met. And I gave you my card. I wasn't even thinking that, you know, like, this lady's too big to be, you know, trying to come to me. And then when I seen you, you know, you came in. Actually, you called me and you came in. Mm-hmm. That actually motivated me even more to see, and it's also my class, to see a 60-year-old that's doing this type of program. And, you know, we have other ones in our program that's older too, but just to see you, a doctor, someone that's natural, because, you know, we teach natural. But to have you in there as a doctor, that now makes me, you know, and all the clients see that, you know, this has got to be something that everybody needs to listen to.
Exactly.
I've appeared on Amir Makeson, Susan Wagner from Channel 50 News came to my house numerous of times. We talked about health and nutrition. I was on Kelly and Company with doctors talking about the same things that, you know, you and I always talk about, using natural over medication, using live things, live foods to heal the body. And that's what makes us age or have actually a good quality of life without the aches and the pains and having to worry about diseases. So that's my background. The type of training that we actually do, the one that you're doing right now, actually is like functional training. I've been doing that since 2004. I had to actually change the program up because everybody was doing, you know, the norm, going to the gym, doing the treadmill, elliptical. Elliptical actually been around for, I think, about 15 years, or I know, a little bit less than 15 years. But everybody was always doing the treadmill and the bike, maybe the stairs a little bit. And people couldn't really stay onto the program because it was, you know, so boring. We've been doing this for actually all our life, doing the same things over and over again. So what I wanted to do is actually put a twist on things. As you know, the training that we do is like different things dealing with sandbags, heavy ropes, medicine balls, a little bit of dumbbells here and there, bodyweight activities, but it's safe enough to train anyone, or I should say our program is safe enough to train anyone with any type of injuries of any sort. In fact, I know you came to me because you said you had a hamstring issue, and
exactly.
Since you've been into the boot camp, it's been helping a lot.
So
all we do is we actually, our workouts actually correct the body. Instead of being in a machine or, you know, lifting weights in a machine, you're actually moving your body in different angles. And unlike machines, you're in one plane. The body doesn't work that way. You have to do some moving, some bending, some stretching, all in one exercise format. And our workouts actually hits cardio and toning at the same time. So where most people will actually do cardio for like 45 minutes, 30 minutes, and then they do their workout resistance training for about 30, 45 minutes, you know as well as everybody else that's on the line that we actually do this all in like 20, 25 minutes. You're getting your conditioning and your toning all at once, and you're burning more calories. And we'll talk about that. You're burning more calories than you would if you were on that treadmill and you're doing your resistance training all within that 25 minutes. So that's exactly what we do in our program. And then we also get into the, of course, you already know, I like to say the rule is about 80-20. 80%, 90% is all nutrition. We already know that. Mm-hmm. So we give people a meal guide. We also do a health analysis on them to find out where some of the, you know, trouble areas they're having as far as their organs, diseases that they might have, just, you know, just preventing them to actually get to their full potential. Because you know and I know, as we get older, toxins and stuff build up. And you get this, you know, a lady or a gentleman comes in and, hey, I want to get back to when I was 20 years old, 25 years old. Here it is, they're in their 40s and 50s. And it's just a lot of cleaning up we got to do. And That's one thing I like about the program and about the show that you're, you know, the things that you're doing is promoting health and letting people know about the natural. And I'm actually glad to be a part of this program with you and to know you.
Well, you know what, Carlos? This has been the most fantastic thing I have ever done because, like you said, I was going to the gym as well. But I'm like, wait a minute, am I doing this right? I don't mm-hmm. have anybody there to say, wait a minute, and you are on us, you know, get that leg up, Mom, do this, do that. And I love that, and I love the fact that, I mean, we love this class so much until And I want to let the listening audience know, if there's anybody out there that have a question, you can feel free to just press number one on your handset, on your telephone keypad, and we can bring you in to ask Carlos a question. Or if there's somebody out there that's in the class and, you know, you want to give your testimony, because we have a good class. We encourage each other, you know, different ages. And I call the younger girls my sheroes. And I mean, because we all work together. We're in this together. You see what I'm saying? And it's just so exciting to do something this powerful first thing in the morning. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carlos, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think like you just said it, because a lot of people are nervous. You know, when you say boot camp Michigan, or just a boot camp period. Just like you just said, we're working together. You know, when you go to a regular gym, seriously, we're just being real talk here. Most people are just not comfortable, especially if they're not in shape. So
that's right.
When they go into a program or a gym like that, they're thinking like people are looking at them and gawking at them, you know, and stuff like that. At our gym, you don't see that. It's none of that going on. In fact, you don't have no time to do that. We all helping each other. The music, you already know the music. We get the music in. I get you hyped right there. But from the very beginning, we go over to class. Everybody meets each other. No one's worrying about, you know, how a person is looking. I have to stress that as a business owner, for me, I'm glad I'm able to pick my people. Because if a person, to me, doesn't have that vibe, a lot of times I tell them, you're just not going to really work here, seriously, because it's got to be something fun. You can't be looking and nitpicking at people. That's one thing I don't like. So our gym, we don't have that. It's nothing like that. So anybody can do this, and I like the vibe that we have.
Yes, I do too. So tell me, how did the Michigan boot camp come about? You know, what was
how it really happened was this. Boot camp Michigan started when I first started. It was around 2006. 2004 doing this type of training, but 2006 is when we actually changed the name. It used to be Dominate Your Sport, but that name was a little bit too aggressive for, you know, most of my clients are women, so I didn't want to scare them away. So we changed the name to Boot Camp Michigan, and then from there I started to train athletes. And then one day I was training my nephew. His name is Pacino Horn, actually came out of Central Michigan. And he had like 3 months left, and he came on as he just said, you know, he didn't want to finish up his schooling. He only had 3 months left. He wanted to go out for the draft. So I told him, yeah, I'll train you. So we was outside. We first started indoors. Then we went outdoors, trained him. He walked on to the Lions, and the Lions picked him up just like that. It was a walk-on. To make a long story short, people were seeing that I was training my nephew. So it started out in the park at Wayne it's called Wayne Rec, and there's a park there. And I would train, you know, my nephew, but I had a lot of ladies looking while they were on the track. So after we were done, about 4 or 5 ladies asked me, you know, would you train us? And I never thought about it, you know. So I said, yeah, we can do it right here, no problem. I'm used to doing it in my basement anyway, just certain clients, one-on-one. But the group thing started. This is when I started doing group training instead of doing one-on-one. Started out with 4 or 5 ladies, and before I know it, I swear to God, like within 3 weeks, I had at least 15 to 18 people, and then this just started snowballing from there. The ladies liked the training. I trained them, believe it or not, just like I train athletes. So the type of training that you do, and we do in our boot camp, it's the same thing I do for my athletes. And you already know when you're in the boot camp. Some of my clients are listening right now, and they'll probably be chiming in, but I can have an athlete right next to you, and you can be looking at that person like, man, you're going to be looking at him. Why are you tired? But he feels the same way, or she feels the same way as you feel, even if you're out of shape, because I just put a heavier load on them. So the type of training that we do, anybody can do this, but that's how I got started. I started, I think it was around the fall time when, you know, it started getting real cold out, so I couldn't train people outside, so I started training people in my house. And I just started, you know, that wasn't a pretty sight, you know, having a lot of people come in my little basement. Mm-hmm. So I finally found a guy over there by Jet's Pizza, Wayne and Van Born, a friend of mine, Bill. He said, you know, you need to get a storefront. And I was so nervous to get a storefront, you know, my first time doing my business. I was also, I forgot to tell you, going to school to be a physical therapist at Wayne Community College, almost done with my prereqs so I can get into Wayne State, where Dr. Washington was actually going to pull me into the program at Wayne State. And I needed extra money, so I started running more and more boot camps. And before you knew it, it just started blowing up. I had my own storefront, gave up physical therapy, and the rest was just history.
Wow. That is so amazing. It's just like I tell people all the time, I carry the cards, your postcards around with me. You just have to experience it. And then one thing that I really liked is that you gave me an opportunity to see whether or not this was going to be something that I wanted to do.
And
it was sort of like a setup in a way, that with the way I look at it now, because looking back on it, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I get to try it out. It's no way I could have just walked away and said, oh, no, this isn't for me. You know,
right,
so
right.
I say, oh, he set me up. You know?
Right. That is, I believe every you know, it is a setup. In a way, because I already know that when you try it, because it is something different, you have nothing to lose, you're going to like it. So that's why I tell people, you know, you come in, try it. For the listeners that's out there, if they refer, you know, say your name or the Dr. D, and to say that they were on the show or whatever listening, I'll let them try it out for a week free, just to try it out. If you don't like it, you know, I won't see you again. There's no hard feelings. But I know for a fact, there's numerous of people that we get in the program that do not like exercising. I mean, seriously, they do not like exercising. But when they're in my program, Boot Camp Michigan, for some reason, they like the program. And it's because we mix it up so well. We're not doing the same thing over and over and over again. We do mix it up well, so every day is a new challenge. But at the same time, these people are actually, you know, even though you know you say I always yell at you, because, you know, I am watching everybody yelling, but you have to admit, you're torturing yourself.
Yeah.
But it's a good torture. It's a good torture.
It is.
I'm not doing nothing. You know, we're not going beyond what you can do and what you can't. We're going at your own pace. But it's a good torture. And
I'm
just happy the fact that these ladies, and I have to say ladies because there's more ladies in there than men, but these ladies are now back to liking exercising again. And, you know, when you first come in, you're looking at the board. You're not even looking at nothing else. You're just like, man, I wonder what he's going to do with us today. You know, you even see on Facebook people always trying to, what are we doing today? Trying to prepare their mind. Like, what are we doing today? What are we doing today? You know, so that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, it's just so exciting. I mean, you know, it's just the highlight of my day, and I just so enjoy it. And I know there's some listening tonight that's in boot camp. So, you know, if you have some testimonies you'd like to share with our listening audience, because, I mean, it's a packed house tonight. So if there's anybody on that would, you know, like to share your testimony, just press the number one on your telephone handset, on your keypad, and we'll bring you in, and you can give your testimony or ask your questions or anything like that. We have an email. I have an email just came in, and it says, how many clients do you have?
How many clients? Let's see. Boot Camp Michigan has at least, I would say close to about 85. That's a safe number. We have a little bit more, but regulars, the people that come in that's going to really do it, not ones that come in and out, you know, I would say about 85 people in our program. So each class, and I'm going on a limit because they're probably thinking like, they probably meant to say how many probably is in a class. In a class, we can have anywhere from, what do you say, Dr. D? We have in our first class, we have about 15 to 20. And then my other afternoon classes are the same. My lowest class is the 9:30 class. That's the class I was trying to build up for the moms after they drop the kids off, do what they got to do, then they can come in and do the boot camp at 9:30. But other than that, the other classes are booming. The other 4 hours are booming. So we have about 15 to 20 in each class. Total is about 80. I say about 85, close to 85.
All right. Casey from Southfield wants to know, Will you provide a detailed plan for her, and will you monitor her progress?
Yeah, we actually do that. I have my assistant, Lisa. If I forget, because, you know, we have a lot of people that come in sometimes. But if I forget, you know, we do the weighing in, we do the measuring. The main thing I like to talk to the people about is I give them literature to read, so that way they can understand that it is really based on your health for the results. Even though when you go to bootcampmichigan.com, mm-hmm. when you go to bootcampmichigan.com and see these results, you do have to understand that these results are because they are eating right. But we do monitor, yes, we do monitor everyone, before and afters. If I see a person that making that progress, I know they're not doing the full program. There's no way you can fool us, because this is like set in stone. Another thing that we didn't mention to everybody, I don't mean to get off the subject. I hope I answered her question right, but yeah, we do monitor everybody. But that was one of the things that UAW GM in Detroit, they actually selected, you know, the top trainers and top companies in the area, and they actually picked Boot Camp Michigan to train their people. And the reason was because of everything that we're talking about right now, the nutrition part, how fast we can train a client, people that have injuries, are you able to work around that? And for some reason, I wouldn't say for some reason, I would just say a lot of, and not to boast and say my program is better than others, but what I'm saying to everybody is you look for the experience, make sure they don't have a cookie cutter program where all of a sudden, you know, they have a program out there and then everybody's doing that program, but all of a sudden there's going to be about five or six people in there that does not say or don't say anything about any injuries because they don't want to feel bad about it, and then they end up doing a program and hurt themselves. Or if they do tell the trainer or whoever it is that's running the program that they have this, a lot of times I get, you can still do the, you know, you can still do it instead of modifying it and changing it for them. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I want people to get off the back. We do monitor everybody, no matter what it is, and I am very, very concerned. And we're not a company that just turned down anyway. I don't like turning down nobody. If they got an injury, they're going to have to work out some way. I mean, Lisa, my assistant that I have, everybody knows her. I mean, she works out. She's a war vet. You know, she has one, her foot is real bad, but yet when we met up, and you know, you seen her at the conference. She was at the mm-hmm. conference with us,
yes.
at the Herb conference. And we had just met like basically that week. I just told her, come on in, try it out. She did the workout. I'm going to show some of her workouts, but this girl really gets it in. And here, she can't even stand on 2 feet. She only can stand on one. So I have to really modify our workouts for her. But when you see it, we really can cater to anybody.
Wow, that's awesome. We have a call coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to your health. How
Hello.
Are you this evening?
Good, how are you?
Excellent.
My name's Chelsea, and I was just calling to give my testimony because I go to Boot Camp Michigan.
How you doing, Chelsea?
Good.
You got to tell them your story.
Okay, so
by all means, share your story with us.
My friend brought me to Boot Camp Michigan because I wanted a trainer, and she told me not to go and spend a ton of money on a trainer at, you know, Bally's or a very expensive place. She goes, try my guy, and I said, okay, I'll go. And I was so afraid because she said Boot Camp Michigan, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's going to be a drill sergeant there screaming at me. And so I was so freaked out. But I went, and I am now addicted. In the first 3 weeks, I dropped 2 pant sizes.
Mm.
And I've just been, like, so gung-ho about it. And I do have a lot of medical problems. And Carlo is really awesome with modifying everything for me. I have metal rods from the base of my neck all the way down my spine. And it mm-hmm. made it really difficult for me to do any kind of workout regimen or any kind of exercise. And he just changed everything for me. When I can't do one thing, he's got me sweating doing another thing. And I've never seen the results that I've seen just in the short amount of time I've been there, and I would recommend everyone and anyone to go and see Carlo because he is amazing.
I agree with you. Check this out. Chelsea was a special case. she came from exercising from nothing like the way we exercise. In fact, when me and her was talking, to even get to where she is right now is very, very incredible because the heart, the surgeries and things that she had wrong with her health-wise, for her to even come, you know, just to listen and just come on in and try something that's, you know, like she said, she was a little intimidated, boot camp. I'm surprised that she even stepped in, but it was Brittany that told her, which I was thankful for, that got her to come because I look forward to training people like that. I feel like when my grandfather, you know, when he passed, it's like I want to just help everybody seriously. They all need help because usually when you have an injury, your mind plays tricks on you. You're just gone. It's not so much too much you can do, you know, to burn the calories and the fat. It's not too much you can do. So you're going to have to modify some things. And majority, like I said, seriously, trainers cannot do it on the fly. You have got to be on your game. I mean, we have 90-something exercises, and I have to constantly modify it. And I'm getting still better and better at it. To pretty soon, I'll be making a program specifically for people that have knee injuries and back injuries of that nature. And right now, when you come down, we put a program together for that person, no matter what. They're going to be working out. They are going to sweat. She lost 2 pant sizes within 3 weeks. We put 4 weeks, but it was actually 3 weeks that she had actually did this. And that itself is really incredible. But you're going to hear like a lot of stories like that in a program of people that really are doing the program.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it because I told myself I'm not even buying any more clothes until after the first of the year. Because, I mean, the clothes that I'm putting on now, I'm just going to keep and I'm taking up and modifying and everything. But I like the way my body is beginning to tone. I love it. And I can agree with her. I concur with her, Chelsea, when she says that it's addicting. It is addicting. Mm-hmm. I look forward to getting up on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays so I can go to boot camp. So I would suggest anybody out there, if you ever thought about this type of workout with a trainer, somebody that's there to say, nope, you're not doing it right, do this, pull back, do that, you know, you want to check this out. And like he said, I mean, why not? You get a chance to try it, to see if it's something that you may like, and if not, you get to just walk away and he say, okay, you know, be blessed. I mean, where else can you go and do this? So, Chelsea, we appreciate you chiming in tonight with your testimony.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for letting me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And enjoy the rest of the show. And I want to encourage anybody else, if you have something to say, come on. I know it's some people on from the 5:30 class. So come on, chime in. You know, let them hear it because, I mean, this is just an awesome thing. We have a question that says, what are some of the accomplishments of some of your clients? Well, one she just heard, dropped 2 pant sizes in, 3 weeks or something?
Right. You know, how I can explain it is this, because, you know, everybody, and they don't mean it, you know, every person says this to every trainer or any program or diet or whatever they're so-called doing. You know, they're going to ask the person, the author, or whoever, if they have the chance, you know, how much can I lose? You know, they always ask that. And I always say to them, listen, I'm not Jesus, so I don't know. The reason why I say that is because if I was in control of your eating and everything, I would give you a good mark. I can give you a good mark on that. So the accomplishments that people have vary. It depends on the person. You and I know, and this is outside of the people that's listening, but you and I know, and people that's into real health and nutrition and holistic, we know it depends on the person's body. How much toxins are in the body, what other diseases are going on in the body that we have to reverse, try to reverse to help them and put the nutrition in. That's why we get varied amount. As far as the accomplishments, man, I have a lot. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't, though. I have one lady, her name is Lisa Mueller. Besides for Chelsea, I have I can't name names like this because it's unfair, but the ones that I can tell you right now, like Lisa, she's phenomenal. She came into the program. She actually, I hate to throw this out there, but, you know, I'm real talk. She was in one of these programs where it was the guy from The Biggest Loser, and they were working out 6 days. Hold on for a minute. Is Lisa Mueller out there? Is she
Lisa, if you're listening, press number one on your telephone keypad, and anybody else that has a question, a comment, or anything, if you want to chime in, just press number one on your telephone keypad, and we can bring you in so you can either give your testimony or ask your question or what have you.
Okay, I'll give her like 10 seconds because her story is she's on my website at bootcampmichigan.com, and I have a film there, and it's her and Lori talking, but her story is very, very interesting. I wanted her to say it because she gets a little emotional when she says it, but we really did change her life completely. She's automatically a big girl. I mean, she's got to be at least 6'1". She's a big girl, and she's 300 and something pounds, and she was just worried. You know, she came from a program that worked out 6 days out of the week for about 2 hours. So you got to look, that's 12 hours in a week. She said her knees was always aching. Her knees would always be aching. He had them running, doing other stuff, not even keeping an account of her weight, you know, her size. Is she able to move like that? He just kept it the way it was. And, you know, everybody know The Biggest Loser. You know, hats off to him. To me, I'm not going to, you know, talk about them, but certain things you got to be very, very careful with. And, you know, they do monitor people to make sure that they're able to do it. They film it way ahead of time so they won't show any of the injuries and all the people that only went through it. But she went through this, aches and pains. She comes to my program, and I told her she's only going to be trained 3 days out of the week. And when she heard that, she looked at me seriously, and she's like, what are you talking about? How am I supposed to burn any calories or do anything, you know, like this in 3 days? I'm training out 6 days. She's working out, seriously, 6 days out of the week. She's going to tell you the story of one of these, you know, I'll have her physically tell you the story, and we're going to put her on film. But she only lost, like, I swear to God, like within her first month, if eight pounds, working out 6 days out of the week, 12 hours total. You know you got to see more results than that. You working out 2 hours. So she comes with me 3 days out of the week. Her first month, and, you know, we did put her on the program, the supplements. We gave her some of the herbs and stuff because she has some unique issues. Everybody has unique issues in their body. But her first month, literally, her first month, 25 pounds. That's unheard of, 25 pounds. And I guarantee you that I'm misquoting that, and I'm telling you, I bet you it's more. But I remember it was over 25 pounds. She will tell you that. Her name is Lisa Mueller. She's one of the gals that come into the program. As far as the other results, anywhere from 8 to 12, no problem on that, no problem. I don't like talking about weight so much. We might as well get into this while we're talking right now so all the listeners can get some advice. You already know that you women, and I'm always saying you women because I got majority of women in my program, so yes, I do know you. So I'm going to refer to you like this. You women need to stay off the scale. It's just not healthy for you. It plays with the mind. You got some hormonal things going on, gaining weight, losing weight. What you need to be worrying about is basically seriously the inches. That's what it comes down to. And we already know about the muscle fat ratio, but your body's making changes. Let it happen. Stay off the scale. You should only weigh yourself, I believe, once a month, if that. Actually, I wouldn't even weigh myself. If you already know you're losing inches, why would you want to get on a scale to say, hey, I only lost 10 pounds, but I lost like maybe 3 or 4 inches?
Exactly.
Now you're playing tricks with your mind right now. And I really I really do not like it when ladies do that, because I'm going to give you two examples here. I'm going to give you two examples. It was one lady, her name is Kanika King. She's the one on my van. And the other lady is Maria Constantine. And both of them are on my van. The reason why I put both of them on my van is this is why. And no one knows this story, but like I said, I'm being real with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. This is how it is. Well, Kanika, actually, she had to eat right. And Maria, she just basically ate whatever she wanted. She can just, I mean, she really did eat whatever she wanted, ribs, chicken, whatever it was. She just ate whatever she wanted. Both of them were on our supplements, though. Both of them were on our supplements. Both of the ladies had a happy, you know, they remind me of you, just happy-go-lucky. You know, you can say one thing to try to knock you down, no matter what, they're going to do it. They failed one day, they just got right back up. There was no, these ladies, I call them happy-go-lucky ladies. Well, both of them basically got the same results, as I would say. In 5 months, Kanika, the one who ate right, she lost 50 pounds in 5 months. The one, Maria, who, you know, didn't eat right, she went from a size 18 literally to a size 10 in 3 months. You know, what can you say about that? You know, everybody's different. But one
That's
thing
right.
I can tell you about both of those ladies, and I'm telling you right now, this plays a key part. And the reason why I got with Chelsea and why Lisa is the way their minds are. You already know the mind, it can do marvelous things. If a person have the right frame of mind, they will lose weight. Just be happy. Live your life. Don't be making this the focal point. But just live your life. You already know you're in the first step. You're exercising. All right, let's just stick with that. Eating will come after exercising. The reason why I say this is because the hardest thing for us to do is to eat properly. But if you eat right, I mean exercise first, continue to get better at that, you can start seeing a little results. You're getting stronger. Now your mind's coming over, let me change my food now. It would be much better now. I can see more results, better results. So I always tell people, exercise first, and the latter, or the eating, will come, you know, secondary. This is very, very important. Everybody must move anyway, even if you're on a junk food diet. If you don't move, everything becomes stagnant. But if you do move, everything is still flowing, even if you're on a junk food diet. And that's what happened with Maria. She was on she still ate junk foods, still taking the herbs, still getting better. But at the same time, she was doing her regular workouts, a size 18 to a size 10. That's crazy in 3 months, eating whatever she wants. Now, I'm not telling everybody to eat whatever they want. But
exactly.
What I'm saying is, and you don't want to do that, because that's not smart.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, she did change over and start eating properly. It took her a few months, though. But those are the results. And all the ladies that I'm talking about, if you get me on Facebook, first go to Boot Camp Michigan. We have two logos. One is the gray and pink one. Use the black and yellow one. That's the one that's new for 2012, the black and yellow. Go to Boot Camp Michigan, and each word is boot, and then it's camp, one word, then Michigan. Like that, and then I'm going to get you as a friend. When you're on my personal page, you're going to see all my clients. You'll see still all my clients on the Boot Camp Michigan page, but all my clients are basically on Facebook. I have no reason to lie. They're all on there, and I put it like that because that's how real we are. We don't do no fronting like that. We just tell it how it is. This is what it is. If a person do not do our program like they're supposed to by eating healthy, definitely got to start by eating healthy and then taking some of the supplements for whatever illness that you might have, you're not going to get that great of results. You shouldn't even expect that great of results if you're still eating the same or not trying to change your diet. You have to start eating properly because, and it's based on time. Just because a person start eating properly for 2 or 3 months, they're thinking like, oh, man, I should be seeing a lot of results even more than I am. No, that's not true. You have so much toxins built up from when we were kids up until now you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s. You know, you got to get rid of that poison in the body. The aches and pains that people are having. You know, I'm 41 years old. December 4th, I'll be 41. You said you're 60. We talk about this all the time. We don't have the aches and pains and stuff like the other people have. It's because it's based on our diet. what we're putting in, ingesting. That's the difference, and that's what people must understand.
Got to start drinking that good alkaline water. Got to get
that alkaline water.
Got to get hydrated, you know. Got to get hydrated. Get that lymphatic system moving and coming on out to the boot camp and working out. You know, we become a sedentary society. We just sit around and we expect that, you know, we're supposed to look better and feel better when we don't want to do anything to do it. You know, it takes work. It takes hard work to accomplish a body that's in good, harmonious energy. When you have good, harmonious energy, when you feel good, you look good, you're ready to do it, it takes some work. You don't get a body like that by just sitting around on the sofa. You see,
no.
So that's why we want to encourage everybody. Come on out. And I know there's, as many people on this call tonight, I just know there's got to be some people from our 5:30 class on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and they're just, tomorrow I will see you in class, and I'm going to get you. But
you know what I wanted to say is that those that are listening, though, if they do the Facebook, or even if they go to the website at bootcampmichigan.com, those who email me or like that page, I'm going to actually give them, whether they're in the boot camp or not, our meal guide in our program, and that is confidential. In fact, on the page, I tell them to keep that confidential, respect what I do. So I'm going to actually give that to them, because they're, you know, even I had a lady that was in my UAW gym. She was with a boot camp, and, you know, if a trainer, it would seem natural for any type of trainer, anybody, if somebody's doing very, very successful, you want to know exactly what they're doing. So, Now and again, I get people that actually come in as trainers that, you know, I can tell if they're trainers or not. They'll come in, look at our program, see what we do different. And, you know, I let them see it, because they're not going to be still like us. You know, I give them a little bit, but they're not going to be like us. But
right.
The main thing is I'm going to give them, the listeners, those who get in touch with us at Boot Camp Michigan, go to our website, go to contact us, or fill in the it says something that deals with your email or whatever. Those who email me, leave a question that, you know, I was on the Dr. D's talk show with you. If you leave me your email, I'm going to send you our mail guide and also a health analysis sheet. So that way you can check that out. And then if you get back with me, or as soon as I get your health analysis sheet, I'll talk to you of some of the things that you're going to change. And then from there, you can do your own program, because I know you got listeners from all over. They're not going to be able to come to
Boot Camp
Michigan.
Yeah, in fact, we have one, let's see, coming from the 734 area code. And welcome to Here's to Your Health tonight, caller, with Dr. D and Carlos from the Boot Camp Michigan.
Hey, Carlo. Hey, Ma. It's Lisa. I'm from the 530 class. I was originally from Dominate Your Sport.
Hey. Rebecca.
I was listening. I'm on a job that I normally don't do, so it's hard for me. to click in. So I'm a formerly client from, you know, Dominate Your Sport, and I came back this time and I told him I was a mess, and all he said was, "I'll get you right again," and I know he will. So. I'm on my herbs and vitamins and working out my 5:30 classes, so I'm on my way.
You know what's, what's so special about Lisa is that, she worked out. In fact, before she even worked out with me, she was actually into, like, the MMA fighting and doing exercises with them, but never knew how to eat properly. She was actually having some issues going on. Everybody has certain type of issues going on in their body. But the first time I put her on that program, Lisa, actually tell them the first time I actually put you on a program and how you felt.
Oh, my God. I felt great. I wasn't waking up with, because I used to get, like, morning sickness. I used to feel real fatigued all the time, run down. I started taking the herbs, was on the program, was eating right, stopped drinking. All that stuff was working out, and I was good. Well, obviously, I had some issues come up, and I couldn't do it no more. And now I'm back again, and I'm ready to start over. And, you know, I just got to, you know, keep up at it this time and stay in shape.
All right.
Okay. That's what's up. The reason why I said that is because she was really skeptical too about the whole program. She didn't know anything about health and nutrition, so here she just trusted me, like, listen, just do it. And actually, you know, she was actually one of our former trainers at Dominatrix Sports, so she was actually a trainer with us, but yet wasn't really doing the program. And then to one day she just said, you know, I got to do something, so why not? So she tried the program, and I was glad that she actually did that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had the best body ever back then, and I want to get it back. And when I came to him this time, I said, don't laugh at me when you see me, and don't say nothing. And he was like, we'll get you right. And I was like, all right.
That's all right, Lisa. Thank you, girl, for chiming in. I knew it was somebody, and you told me you was going to be on. I'm like, yeah, so I knew my girl would be on tonight. So, yeah, well, hey. See you at 5:30 in the morning then, huh, girl?
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
All right, you too, babe. Yeah, yeah, that's really nice. I tell you, you got to try it, people. Listen, don't wait. Don't wait. Do it today. Do it for you. We got to take control of our health. Do you know that there's a conspiracy out there? There's a conspiracy to get you to have it your way, to do it your way, supersize it, and you can do all those things. But it comes at a cost. There's a consequence. You see what I'm saying? There are times when you don't feel like getting up and you don't move, but I feel so good until I can barely believe it sometimes. You know, so just try it. Carlos, give your information where you can be contacted, your number, everything.
You can reach me at 734-968-5454. And the same number will be on the website, which is at bootcampmichigan.com, bootcampmichigan.com. You can go to our Facebook and still type in Bootcamp Michigan. You can click the gray or pink logo or the black and yellow. Either one will get a hold of you. And then also from there, I'll give you my personal site. The thing I wanted to talk of next was, like you just said, you know, you got to take control. People don't realize that we've been brainwashed. I mean, really, really brainwashed into eating these foods. It's so much of a brainwash that you have to start somewhere. They give you heard the excuse, and you probably even said it yourself. And I'm saying you, Dr. D. I'm talking about people that are listening. We've all said it. Well, what are we supposed to eat? We got to do this. We got to do that. Everything is so fast. You don't want to take time to prepare your foods. Now, understanding that we've been brainwashed to do microwaving, which we already know that is not good.
Oh, yeah.
You're just frying your food. It's so much into that topic. You need to do research. Look up microwaving if it's good. Google it. That's why we have the web. Look stuff up. Don't just be taking stuff and eating stuff because everybody else is doing it. I mean, we've been really brainwashed to the point that it's hurting our health. Diseases are starting to come early now. Before you're 30 now, you're going to already have a disease. It's already been marked. The foods that we're eating is geared towards that. The doctors, like you said, thank God we have doctors like you still around that want to do it the old-fashioned way, the natural way, that they don't mind giving you drugs. You know why? Because they know you're going to continue to eat like that. You're not going to make no change. So we've been brainwashed seriously, like, hey, what can we eat? What can we do? We eat so much cooked foods, it's ridiculous. Cooked foods is all we eat. Packaged foods, nuked foods, I call them nuked because they microwave. No nutrition in them. You give a kid a vegetable or any of these of this sort, they don't even know what a vegetable is. But they'll eat a fruit, though, and they don't eat that many fruits. So you need to be eating more vegetables. I can tell you one thing. Eat two salads a day. Make it organic. I don't want to hear no excuses about, oh, it costs more, blah, 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 blah. Your organic vegetables without all the pesticides on there, because if you have pesticides on your food, all it's doing is taking all that nutrition that you're getting inside that vegetable. It's going to be gone. So it cancels out. That's what it
That's
does.
Right.
It cancels out. So start eating at least two salads a day. I don't care how you get it. Make your own romaine lettuce. Make sure it's romaine. Make sure it's organic, though, because that's like your multivitamin for the day. That is your natural multivitamin to help you digest the foods. When you do get with us, when we give you the health analysis, doesn't make a difference what type of disease that you might be going over, but we're just going to help you out, show you a few things. On my other website, herbsreallywork.com, at herbsreallywork.com, you'll see a whole list of herbs there. But those are the ones that the doctors talked about, all the lists of herbs. It shows you the studies. Why is it good, this and that. So if you want a doctor's background and you're already talking to a doctor here now, we have a list of doctors talking about each and every herb and why it works and what it's for. And that, again, that website is herbsreallywork.com. But if you fill out the health analysis, we'll be glad to help you out. If you need any, have any questions, you must also make sure you mention Dr. D, Dr. Doris, on her program. If you mention her, then I'll be glad to help you out freely. But if you don't mention that or tell your friends, it's not happening.
All right. Carlos, we really appreciate you being on tonight. I mean, it was so much time until it's so much fun until the time just flew by. We've got a few more minutes, so I want you to quickly give your information, your contact information again.
Yep.
We got a couple of minutes.
Yep, 734-968-5454. You can go to our website at bootcampmichigan.com. Again, that's bootcampmichigan.com. You can go to Facebook, like us. Another thing real quick I want to say, because I'm looking at the time too. What time you got, 9:56?
I got about 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
I'm going to get 1 minute of that real quick. Calories.
Okay.
Very important I talk to you about calories because a lot of questions go out there about calories. We do not restrict our calories. That's one thing I want to tell people. Calories is nothing but energy. It's where you're getting your energy from.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. Calories, we do not restrict like most of these diets. The reason why they fail is because the calories are too low, and then your body's going to feed off itself. You do not want that type. You're going to get the saggy skin because it's eating muscle. The reason why I don't want you to get on the scale all the time is because a lot of times when you're on the scale, you don't know if you're losing fat or muscle. That should be the key that we're talking about here. Are you losing fat or are you losing muscle? I don't care how you lost 20 pounds. I want to know, is it fat or is it muscle? But our program is strictly fat. There is no muscle loss. And then we're going to also talk to you about eating.
All right. Well, you got it. You got it here on Here's to Your Health. So we're going to have Carlos come back. But I am so grateful and thankful for all of you that tuned in tonight. I mean, we have a packed house tonight, so I know you got some accurate and thorough information, and I know that that 734-968-5454 number is going to be ringing off the chain, and that's what we want. We have to support each other. We have to help each other. We're in this together, us health enthusiasts, okay? The revolution will not be televised. So we got to spread this accurate and thorough information amongst ourselves. Go to my website at www.yourgoodhealth.info. Listen, there's only two people that want to hear about your bad health. One is the medical doctor. The other is the mortician. Carlos, thanks so much again. I'll see you at 5:30 in the morning, my friend.
You know how we do it now. You know how.
Yes. I know how we do it. And you got to come back again, and we got to do this again, Carlos.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll break it down into topics, because, like you said, a lot of questions. I'm also publishing a book, and I'm going to talk to them about that next time. But, yeah, we need to do this again.
All right. We'll do it. Okay, everybody. Well, you heard it here on Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. Carlos from the Boot Camp Michigan. Go to www.bootcampmichigan.com. You will be glad you did. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Come on back next week. Let's do it again. 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday, okay? I love you guys. Take care of yourself. Be good to yourself, okay? All right. Have a blessed night.